Now you can see this. There is a sort of a gatha in that document. That gatha we actually discussed last time as well. That satam asatam yamahu loke tamupanisya pahuti chandu. That it says that the satam means it's a pleasurable feeling and the enticing object. And the asata means displeasure feeling and repulsive object. So what Buddha says, that whatever is the pleasurable feeling and enticing object, and whatever is the displeasure feeling and repulsive object, that leads to this chando, or the desire. Desire arises because of the two. So you see that if we see certain things that we like, the enticing object, and when we look at it, and then the pleasurable feeling come to arise. So the combination of the two create this desire. So you can see the desire has been marked, sensual desire has been marked over here. And then you can see there is a loop that running through these three objects. Feeling, the physical nutriment, and the feeling, and then the coveting and greed. So there is like a belt. And similarly, when you have the undesirable object, that displeasure object, also, and the displeasure feeling, also we have the desire. For example, if your hand being tied down by somebody, then there is desire for you to get rid of that knot. And if you are in the jail, you want to get out of the jail. So there is a desire, because the undesirable object is there. The jail is the undesirable thing. And then the desire comes to arise. So you can see in the either case, we are running this loop. We are running this loop. Now, if you are running this loop, you can see it leads to, around the feeling, there are five things. You can see there is an arrow, well, there's a line going from feeling to the aging. So that one is called the stinginess regarding the family. So there are five kind of stinginess, or the machiriya. And there's a stinginess regarding the gain. So, and there's a stinginess regarding dwelling. So you can see there's a, between feeling and then the birth, there's stinginess. That line has to be marked with the stinginess for dwelling. So you can see the, what the dwelling we are talking about is not only our house. We have a biggest one, that is our body. This is my dwelling, dwelling for the consciousness. Consciousness rests upon this body over here. And then there is this gain, the between feeling and the coveting. You can see there is this stinginess regarding the gain. That if I see something in the supermarket that it is cheap and I want to buy it, somebody call you or you call somebody else that you want your friends to have it, and you compare these prices, shall I buy this or shall I buy this, and so on. So you can see that the belt is running very fast over here. Very, very, very close loop over here. When you go to the other one also, you are running this loop. You can see it's a direct loop over here regarding the gain. And there is this stinginess regarding this, the Dhamma. So there is a connection from the feeling to the mental volition. You can see there is this, the Dhamma or the doctrine, the teaching, the meditations and all those things we do. There's a stinginess regarding these things as well. And there's a stinginess from feeling to the bodhicitta of misapprehension. So that is called reputation. You see, we like our reputation. That some people talk about the reputation, you know, that my reputation will be gone and so on. And if you have a reputation, you want to protect it. It's just something made in your mind that I have such and such a reputation. And so go into that. So you can see, so there are five kinds around it. So you can see we are running this loop. Not only we are running that loop, we are running regarding these five things. So they are added to your feeling. So that means I'm generating this the power to these back wheels. And whatever desire they are born, whenever let's say I have the stinginess for the gain, you see something and then you regard that one as mine, let this be mine. When you regard that this thing be mine, and at that particular time, you are doing my making. Over here, for the mental volition, you are regarding that object as mine. And if you recall the phrase from the Parileya Sutta, and Buddha said, one regards form as self, that regarding is a formation, is a very important statement for someone to understand. One regards form as self, this regarding is a formation. That's how the formation, the sanskar, come to arise. We regard something, having seen something, we regard, let this be mine. Whenever we regard this one be mine, maybe the Pyrex dish, you know, which is cheap. So I regard that one as mine. And you need to see that if somebody, let's say there's only one Pyrex dish, which is reduced, and somebody else is coming to buy that one, you can see your stinginess, oh, that person bought my Pyrex dish. It's not the dish actually, the selling by the supermarket, it is my one he bought. He or she bought. You see that it's like that one. So you can see, we regard that object as soon as we acquire the object, and when we actually determine that this is good for me, and then it is mine. And you don't want to somebody to have it. It is sometimes you are driving your vehicle and in front of you there is a car. That person is not driving, you know, fast enough or something. So you are regarding the road as mine as well. This space, what is that person is occupying is just simply the space between you and you in front of you. So you are angry with that person, you know, your space that he has taken, he or she has taken. So you can see, each time we have a bondage for these things. We have the bondage over here in the front, and that generated these back wheels, and we have clinging to those things now. With the person in front of you, if that person is not driving fast enough or not letting you go, aren't you actually blaming that person? You are. You are blaming this person. He's not driving right. Right? So you can see you have, why you are actually blaming? Are you happy to that blame? You have the delight for that thing, because you have been doing that one for a long, long time. When the Buddha is not here, when only the Buddha comes in and tells us these things. Otherwise, we are happy to blame others, kill others, you know, steal and all those things. So that our own things that we have been doing for a long time, that we delight on, now they are coming in parts, and then, so I'm blaming that person, keep on blaming that person. Until that person goes away, but even that person actually take his car to the left lane, you are still blaming that person. You are passing him and blaming, and after a little while only you are stopping him. The same thing. Oh, those whatever things we have desire, that generate one of those four in the back, that you generate the line, harsh speech, frivolous talk and slander. And look at the part about the frivolous talk. How much you like the frivolous talks. Like to talk to other people and tell them about these things. This maybe it's a food. You know, the food that you ate. It's tasty, so you talk about the food. We do these things. And so, why? By talking about the food, does it make, you know, tasty for that person? No, you want to keep on talking about it. So that means you should understand that we all have this lightness, you know, the desire for these frivolous talks, slander, harsh speech, and also lying. As soon as I regard as this as mine, that means there is lying, because that whenever you regard your leg as yours, that regarding will lead to this my making. And doctor comes sometimes, shows you that it is not so, that if there is some sort of problem, you cut it and put it away. And that time you see that leg is no longer mine. Otherwise, you are claiming that one to be mine. And so that is sort of a line. So we are happy all the time to regard this body as mine, all the parts. Even they are ugly, even they are, painful, still we like it. Even in the old age, going to the old age, still we hold into this body. So it's so you can see whenever I like and I hold, then when I regard this as mine, that means at that time I'm lying in the Aryan sense, not in normal sense. Normally, when lying means that you actually go and tell something false statement, made this false statement. But in the Aryan way, it is that if you regard something as mine, that means it is lying. So with that lying, that means it's a grass torch you are carrying against the truth. The truth is the therefore noble truth coming against you, and you are holding the grass torch, so that wind will burn you. So what you need to understand is we do have this desire to lie, harsh speech, frivolous talk, slander, even killing, stealing, all those things are there. So you need to thoroughly take it into mind that these are bad things. I don't want to go into this bondage. These are the bondages. You know, these are the things that I have been using, practicing and living out of. And my example, for example, in that this past birth I was talking about, that I was killing animals and selling flesh. And that's how I live. So you can see that I should have the desire to kill as well. Just to live for the purpose of living is the killing. So I had that desire at that time. So therefore, I need to understand these things are present and we want to get rid of them. So you make a determination, well, they are present within me, I don't want them. I want to get rid of it. I have the faith for the Buddha, that Buddha has said these things are bad and lead to animal realm, lead to hell, lead to plane of departed and much trouble. I don't want them. So therefore I am giving up. So you determine in your mind in the meditation time, I don't want them. So that's how you get rid of these things. So you can define the bondage in the sense as the bondages to these back wheels. They have the bondage to this front, and that generate these, and having generated that one, then there is this bondage to these things. And there are a lot of connections between these things. I will just say in this is from Pattana Pali in the Abhidhamma Pitaka. It's if you get the kama raga, the sensual desire, if you have the sensual desire, the bondage of sensual desire, that leads to many things. It's going into the conceit, mana, and then you get the view, and then you get the ignorance, and you get this the sila bhutupadana, the duty and virtue clinging, and if you get the patiga, so the ill will, that will lead to the ichha, the envy, and also the machiriya. You can see how many links are here. One started, that means you are going in a net. One click kick off, then everything else will fire accordingly, depending on your pattern. You know, how I behave, how I react, how I train my mind before So you go through that pattern, and then you are done with that one. At that time, Mara can do anything to you. The evil one can do anything at that time, because that once this vehicle is running, unless you stop it, there's nobody to stop it. So you need to pray by looking at the impermanent nature, suffering nature. You can see the bottom line over here, the suffering, all those things, death and things. So when you look at that bottom line over here, well, then you decide, I don't want to spin these wheels anymore. That's the only way. I think that's how you meditate about this this sanyojana, you know, the bondage. Okay, stop for today.